We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Well, I am told that our good friend, Phantom Gourmet host Dave Andelman, Whatever happened to Dave Andelman guy from Hillmail?
I'm told that Dave is
here to talk about an upcoming event.
Yes, he's very tan. He looks great.
We should get him in here. I do want to remind you that every single hour, every day, you get 12 chances to win $1,000. It's the $1,000 hauler here at WAAF. $1,000. Every single hour, top of the hour, from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Just listen for a code word, and we'll have one for you in just a few moments. It is nice to see you. Happy New Year, Mr. Andelman.
Nice to see you, Hill. Like many of the Patriots, I am playing hurt today, but I will give it my all.
What happened?
Saturday, I was home alone preparing to get screwed by Comcast for $80 to buy the fight. Manny Pacquiao, who lost it at least 10 years ago, and Adrian Broner, who has absolutely no guts.
Yes.
To screw me for my $80,
yes,
right?
Yes.
As if Comcast doesn't screw me badly enough on my bill each month anyway.
Would you please? They're fine people They happen to be a sponsor of the program. Oh, so
they're a fantastic company.
Yes,
I love Comcast.
Yes, they are. Yes.
So I decided that I have a little home gym, and I'm going to work out at about 7 because I tend to buy the fight and then fall asleep when it goes off at midnight.
Yeah.
Doing push-ups on an exercise ball, fall off the ball. I pop back up. There's this awful pain in my hand. And I look down. I sent you a picture of it, Greg. My finger is sideways. I mean, LB, I'm sure that happened to you many times in your life.
Yes. Dislocation.
All right, for a geeky guy like me, I break out in a cold sweat. I don't know what to do.
Oh my God, this picture is disgusting.
Yeah, you have rights to social media use if you want to show people what happened to my hand.
I think this might be grosser than the Kleenex that we were talking about earlier, the used Kleenex. This is like the Joe Theismann.
Yeah. It is, and look, I box. I don't mind getting punched in the face, but when you look down and you see an appendage, a part of your body that is completely out of whack, it is frightening.
Yeah.
So what do you do? Well, I'm like, okay, goddamn, I'm going to have to go to the emergency room. I'm going to be there all night. I go upstairs. I shower. I try to put on a shirt, and I can't because the finger is blowing up, and it hurts like hell.
Oh.
I drape a big sweatshirt over me. I call Uber. I say, can you take me to the emergency room? The guy says, how's your night? I go, well, it's a blizzard. It's Saturday, and I'm going to the emergency room by myself. It's not great.
How do you think it is?
Could you please open this bottle of water? You know, because it's weird when all of a sudden you don't have one hand.
Right.
You don't even think about these things you can't do. I get to the front desk of the emergency room. One girl is on the phone with her boyfriend, paying absolute, like if I died, she wouldn't have looked up. The other guy has given directions for at least 10 minutes to some woman about how to get to her car. Finally, I hold up my hand, and I go, look, I think I really hurt myself here. And the guy finally looks up, and he goes, oh, like that, which is not what you want to hear. You want to hear we've seen this 500 times today. They finally bring me inside. The doctor, I don't even know if he's a doctor. Guy looks like he's half my age, big, strong guy. He goes, well, we can x-ray it, or we can fix it now. I go, you're the doctor. Without a further word, he takes it, LB, and yanks it.
Sure.
Oh, and I let out a blood.
He didn't give you a warning?
Nothing. He just does it.
Now, I've heard that the worst thing is the nose. When you break your nose and they reset your nose.
Oh, yeah.
Nasty.
That it's the most. But he just yanked the thing back into. Now, let me ask a question. Should I share this on my Instagram?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Of course.
If you're going to look at it, let me warn you, it is pretty gross.
All right. Yeah. I'm going right now
It was medical professionals were wincing when they saw what I had done.
All right,
but that's so the guy's good. He knows what he's doing because that's the best way. On three, one.
No, he didn't do it. He just did it.
Yeah.
So you've had
because it's amazing how instantly you go. You're not in pain anymore.
Absolutely, but now a friend told me that the best thing to do is do it yourself.
Yeah.
But I mean, who am I, Jack Bauer? I wouldn't have the stones
Listen,
to do that.
This is the worst hardo over 40 hockey player story in the history of over 40. I was playing in a men's league game. LB knows this.
Yeah.
And I dislocated my shoulder because probably I tripped on the red line.
Yeah.
It's the most painful thing.
Yeah.
Like I broke the ankle. That was not as painful as anyway. I dislocate the shoulder. Go into the locker room. Couple guys go in, and one of the hockey bros goes, "I'm just gonna put the thing back in place for you." And I say, "Yeah, fine." So he does that.
Yeah.
Now, first of all, it's the most painful injury. It is the sweetest orgasmic relief
exactly.
when it goes back in. So then I start to put my gear back on, and my buddy's like, what are you doing? I go, oh, I'm going to go back out. And he goes, you can't go back out there. You're going to be in the most pain. So then I was in pain for like a week after. But the physical act of putting it back in or putting it back is so anyway, I did share that on my Instagram, GregHill107. You should follow me on Instagram. If you're not following me,
If you're squeamish, don't look at it. It is very gross.
First of all, I cannot believe that this is a sign that you shouldn't be on a medicine ball trying to work out.
Exactly.
Who breaks their finger their home gym? What a buffoon you are.
The thing is that when you go to a hospital, right, it's weird. You would think in this day and age there would be some centralized system. The seven people that see you keep asking you the same question. What is your name?
Yes.
How did this happen? What is your birthday? And I could see they all thought it was like domestic violence.
I know.
Or something.
I was going to
say,
who would
believe this story?
Did they ask you if you were an abused husband?
Oh, they were implying it. 100%. Yeah. I mean, a skinny guy comes in there on Saturday night. You're not buying this home gym story. And then, of course, you know, some nurse recognized me. She goes, "You're the Phantom Gourmet guy." I go, "Yeah." And I'm sitting there, you know, I'm really trying to like be a tough guy and not freak. Yeah. And she goes like, "What's the name of the place in Leominster with the wicked big meatballs?" And I go, "Look, if I could use my hand, I would give you my business card. I'll answer your questions, but could I please see a doctor? I really am getting nervous here."
By the way, speaking of, what, did you just look at the picture? Did you just look at that picture? It's disgusting.
It's horrible.
Oh,
and that,
it's
by the way, it's not even in its worst stage because it's blowing up like Popeye's hand every minute that I'm on my way to the emergency.
It's disgusting on my Instagram. It's gross.
It's like someone tipped over Fingerhenge.
Here's the 978 text that says, "That was the quickest that I have turned on and then turned off Instagram." So speaking of Phantom Gourmet,
yeah,
I know you came in to plug something, but I did want to ask you the best new place that you've been recently for the show as a recommendation, or a couple of them anyway, because I like to find out where you go to eat.
We discovered this one place near our drive-in in Bellingham called Pete's Bluebird. Okay, it's been there for 70 years.
70?
Yeah. They only serve food Wednesday to Sunday, cash only, 5 to 9.
Love it.
And I am telling you, they make the best $20 steak in this country. In the country.
Really?
My brother took me there one night. And we pull up, and it's just this dive. And I go, "Very funny. I think he's busting my balls." He goes, "Will you shut up and sit down and order the steak?" All you can basically get is a steak, a salad, and French fries. That's basically their menu. Cash only. They butcher it themselves. They have the same oven they've been using for 70 years. He cooks it himself. And it is an orgasmically fantastic $20.
Really?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I love the Boston steakhouses, right? But it's getting out of control. Like,
well, there's so many of them.
$60, and the sides are 18, and you walk up to the bar and order a martini, it's 182.
Yes.
But this place is incredible.
Yes,
Greg, unfortunately, does not know. He gets the menu with no prices on it when he goes out.
The one percenter section of the menu?
Yeah.
I've been out to you.
I don't care how much this steak costs. Just bring it to me and Dooley will pay for it.
Yes. That's so it's called Pete's?
Pete's Bluebird in Bellingham.
Okay. Any other that come to mind?
The other night had a party at my house, and I did a taste of the North Shore. I got Santarpio's pizza, Kelly's roast beef and lobster rolls, Kowloon poo-poo platters, and Newbridge Cafe steak and turkey tips.
Newbridge is
one of my all-time favorite restaurants. Taking credit cards now, by the way. Breaking news, LB.
Yeah. When it comes to tips, I happen to prefer Floramos. Okay.
Those are fighting words there.
I know.
In those parts. As you know, I'm a proud homeowner on Upper Revere Beach.
Yes. I will say, though, when it comes to signature dressing, Newbridge has an extraordinary dressing.
Orgasmically good.
Right?
And in that area, I think the food story of the year was Bianchi's on Revere Beach was closing. However, they took the ovens, moved them down to Renzo on Revere Beach. So Bianchi's Pizza does live on.
Really?
Yep.
I was going to ask you about this because are they not supposedly or reportedly opening a second location on Boston Street in Lynn?
I am following this breaking food news, as you would imagine. My understanding is the Bianchi's ovens will remain inside Renzo, but they're opening another location in Lynn.
Were you surprised about Durgan Park closing?
I wasn't. For some reason, the good people of Massachusetts want to pretend that the continued raising of the minimum wage and the tip wage has no effect on business. And you're going to see more and more of your favorite spots closing as they raise the cost of labor. I mean, why anybody would deny this is just bizarre to me.
Well, it's like we've had this discussion many times on the show. When it comes to fast food, for instance, that people really like getting the value of a value meal, and that when you start raising the, if you put the minimum wage at 15 or 16 or whatever, it's going to affect the price of what you're getting at a place like that.
Just like raising the price of rent or anything else. Look, I have no problem. You want people to live. I understand. But let's focus on people that are working 40 hours a week, 52 weeks a year. To pay it to teenagers or to raise the tip wage makes absolutely no sense, because the tip wage, you're guaranteed between the wage and your tips to make the minimum anyway.
Correct.
So you're handing out a raise to like smoking hot bartenders at Sanzi that are making $700 a night. It makes absolutely no sense.
I
can't name the guy, but he owns some of the best restaurants in Boston. All right. He sent an email to all the leadership in the state, and he copied me. And he said, basically, you dummies, I have dozens of servers that make more than reps and senators. Why are you giving them a raise, you idiot?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, is that there were a lot of servers and bartenders who are really good at what they do, and they didn't want the increase.
That's because they don't want. They got a good thing going. They don't want to mess with.
Listen, there are servers at, you name the, you were talking about steakhouse. There are servers at Grill 23 who make well over $100,000 a year.
Oh, they're running their own business, and they do not want this ecosystem disturbed.
Yeah.
But you are going to see restaurants and retailers either go down, limit their products, open less hours. It's just inevitable.
This texter says that Kelly's has the worst roast beef in the state. How dare you? I don't think that's true.
83 Leo Birmingham Parkway. I'm here right now.
I think the roast beef.
How can you say that? Although I will tell you this, insider Kelly's tip. I think their best item is their double cheeseburger with chopped onions, not their roast beef sandwich.
Really?
And I have talked to Brian McCarthy from Kelly's, the owner, founder, and he does not necessarily disagree with me on that.
I will say that Buzzy's was legendary, and it was about the sauce.
None of us know, because none of us ever went there sober.
Well, that's true. That's true.
You would spill out of those places, like, what was it, Beacon Hill Pub?
Yeah.
And you'd be so hammered. Like, you would ask for a roast beef sandwich. They'd give you fried clams. You just eat it, you know.
All right.
There's a text.
You wake up in the morning, and there's roast beef and bread and everything all over the kitchen, all over
I don't want to go. I don't want to go all CNBC on this segment, but this texter says, "Is the profit margin in the restaurant business so thin that increasing your wages to employees could put you out of business like Durgan Park?" The average, you know, when it comes to margin, the average restaurant in the U.S. is at 9%. So certainly it makes, that's the average. So certainly it does make a difference for many of these people.
I refuse to argue this issue with people who know zero about the numbers. In other words, you have no idea what a restaurant grosses or what they make or what their labor is or what this increase does to their bottom line.
Yeah.
So how can I even argue with you? It doesn't make any sense.
Mm. Now, I want to talk about an event you have coming up. But I want to give the text code word so that some who are listening can try to win $1,000. Stand by. Dave Andelman, Phantom Gourmet host extraordinaire in the studio.
Party fiend.
And time for this.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Here's your chance to win $1,000 with another $1,000 holler code word on WAAF.
Text rubber to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. That's RUBBER to 72881.
Your chance to win $1,000 in this multi-state contest on WAAF. Message and data rates apply.
All right, you have an event coming up, David.
Yeah, you know, there's this weird point in the year because the Patriots are in the Super Bowl every year. So you've been watching football for 20 straight weeks. Then all of a sudden, there's no football. And it's like, what are we going to do all weekend, right?
Yeah.
You don't go away because you're making plans to watch the game. So we're doing Phantom Gourmet Winterfest. This is on Lansdowne Street next to Fenway Park on Saturday, noon to 3. We're going to have 30 foods on the street, soup, chili, chowder. We're going to have a pig roast. Summer Shack is doing a dollar oyster bar. Mm. We're going to have parties inside all the venues. We got a luau party and a country party. Bleacher Bar is going to do dollar hot dogs, heaters on the street.
Will the Wienermobile be there? We were just talking about an opening when it comes to driving.
I agreed with all your tips on the Wienermobile.
You did?
I did.
You know, I left one out, which was when it comes to driving, always keep two hands on the wiener. Danielle, did you know
I'm not really physically capable of that, Greg, but good for you. Mazel tov.
Yes.
If you arrive at this event in only a bathing suit, you get in for free.
Really?
Oh, my God.
If you got the guts,
really?
Only in a bathing suit, unlimited, you get in for free. And we did a really cool sock and coat drive for New England Center and Home for Veterans at King's. And I think they're getting 500 donations of socks and coats.
Oh, that's awesome.
So the whole
thing's
going to be a lot of fun. Tickets are on Ace Ticket or AAA locations. Only $20 right now, including food sampling.
Okay. Your prediction for the game?
Think the Patriots will win another heart-stopping contest on a running play because Belichick wants this to be all about him, not Brady. So he's not going to let Brady throw for the big TD. It will be a running play. 36-30 Patriots Super Bowl.
If they win,
yes.
Do either of them hang it up? Brady, Belichick.
I do not think that Belichick will because he wants to prove that he can do it again with another quarterback. I think Brady may make a calculation. In my life, long term, I can make a lot of money if I retire right now. And so I think if he wins,
so?
He will step down.
Yes, a lot of people seem to think so.
If I was his brother or his dad, I would say, bud, it's time to get out while the going's good.
Yeah.
You know, the game, again, LB, you would know better than me. These guys are so big, strong, and fast now. It's so violent.
Yeah.
One guy comes over the top, man, and your health is never the same again.
Yeah. Well, I think Brady has so much going on for himself, business-wise, life-wise, outside of the game, that would make him extremely happy. You know, without being in pain all week.
I mean, I think some guys, you know, they're afraid, right? Because they have a weird profession. Like, all of a sudden at 30, it's done. But Brady, you're right. He has so many interests, I think, that he could step down. He probably could be the president if he wants.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Oh, boy. Well,
I mean, his pal Trump made it. Why couldn't Brady do it?
So it is Phantom Gourmet Winterfest.
Yes.
Saturday
noon to 3 on Lansdowne Street next to Fenway Park. Get all the details on phantomgourmet.com or get tickets at AAA locations or Ace Ticket.
All right, and be careful working out. Are you suspending your exercise activities?
LB, how long am I going to be out with this injury?
That finger is the grossest. That picture is the grossest thing ever I've seen. I think it's disgusting.
2 to 3 weeks, kid.
Great to see
all
you,
cardio, buddy. All cardio.
Yeah, great to see all you guys. Thank you.
All right, there he goes. That is Dave Andelman, Phantom Gourmet.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.